There were reports yesterday suggesting that the Electoral Commission has made some internal departmental changes, especially at the Public Affairs Directorate. Radio Ghana has been speaking to a former director of election at the EC, Albert Kofi Ahin, who thinks the changes are to improve capacities of the affected departments towards the November elections. Mr. Ahin said though the changes are in the best interest of the commission, there ought to be somebody immediately in acting capacity at the Public Affairs Directorate to keep up communication with the public.
I don't know the motive behind the change, but from the grapevine, I'm hearing that probably they want to put in some expertise at the PR, maybe getting people who have actually done the PR course or something, especially in a way to maybe look at the PR. What I'm worried about is the fact that probably whoever was to replace the two should have also come in immediately, because Aspari and the lady are now out. Like a vacuum has been created. For people who want to inquire about certain issues at the commission, there is this vacuum. Even though I can see it as an internal matter, maybe they should conclude it quickly by replacing or putting people there to be replacing those who have been asked to go elsewhere. Otherwise, the vacuum would not be good for the commission, because it's an election year, and I believe people have been calling and calling to find out certain things. And since the PR section is empty, I think the better they fill it quickly, the better. But I honestly believe it's an internal thing that is being done there. The rationale behind, I don't know, but it could be it's something to improve the structure of the party doing that job. But the ultimate goal, I believe, is to make sure there's continuity at the place so that no vacuum is created.
On the EC's preparation towards the November elections, Mr. Hines said if the commission is able to adhere to its timetable, the election could go on without any hindrance.
They have come out with a timetable, and if they follow the timetable properly, in fact, we should get to the destination, because the timetable is saying that we're going to have limited registration, which is just around the corner, and we're preparing the CI-91, which has also come out, specifically talking about how the registration ought to be done. This has come. So let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Now that the timetable is in, we follow the timetable, and if there's nothing untoward happening, I believe we should be able to get to the destination.